Electrodes Ford broadcast booth as Ravenna will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, leading Donovan Trumbull 23-20. And it looks like the original starters are out there. Remember, for Shermer of Ravenna, he's got three fouls, two on Wiltfong for Donovan Trumbull. And Ravenna will turn the ball over. Williams picked up the loose ball. So into the front court, here come the Cardinals. Williams to the high post, picks his dribble up, swings it to Wiltfong outside the arc right side. Quick reverse over to Slough. Matchup zone here by the Jays. Williams fakes the three, drives out to Wiltfong. Riley for the three. He's fouled on the three by Brady Standage, and free throws are coming up. And the way that the first half ended, you knew that that was going to get called here because there was a foul on the second quarter horn that allowed Techmeyer to can three free throws. So at the line, Riley Wiltfong, two of two for his only points, but the first one here is too strong. No good. Well, after leading 21-10 at the half, or at the end of the first quarter, Wood River only scored 4 points in the second quarter, and Kearney Catholic has taken a 27-25 halftime lead on ESPN 1460. Second free throw is good by Wiltfong. And the third free throw is too strong, but an offensive rebound by Cook powers it up against that double team. Lost the handle, falls into the hands of Wiltfong, and Wiltfong will score. So they did it the unconventional way, but we are tied. Into the front court, Ravenna. They get it into the paint. High post now, Standage. Into the right-hand corner. Give the ball to Shermer. Shermer starts to dribble to the right elbow, kicks it back up top to Siskowski. Siskowski over on the wing to Shermer. Down low, trapped underneath the hoop as Cremosta dribbles it into the corner. Shermer for a three, got it. Shermer is two of two from three-point land, and he actually has 8 points, tying Techmeyer for the team high, and it's 26-23. Here's Spur into the front court as they spread it. Down low, they got it to Cook. Cook might have walked, or there was a push. And they're going to call there was a push on the entry. So foul called here, and if it's on Shermer, he just got his fourth personal foul. And that is indeed the case. And Kobe Shermer will be on the bench a lot more than he wants to be for the second half of this game. So he checks out. And checking in will be Cody Eskrith, the 5'11 senior. Off the inbound, they get it to Burr for a fadeaway three. Over Standage, no good. The ball is tipped out. Lorenzo Williams will run down the loose basketball for his first rebound. But Donovan Trumbull hit their first three. They've now missed 9 in a row. Down to Cook. He bodies up and scores. Grady Cook with a bucket in each quarter. He's got 6, 26-25. Ravenna, 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Techmeyer against the man-to-man. Swings it over to Cremosta. Tough pass. Might have got out of bounds, but they'll save it off of Williams' leg. And it will remain Ravenna basketball as they throw it in. And now Bauer will check in for the Jays. Also, Huff will check in. Only about a 7-8-man rotation for these two teams, but they sure do seem to swing them in there a lot more. Huskers have made a little run, 26-24 lead over Michigan now with 6:40 to go in the first half in Lincoln. Nebraska women lost 70-57 at Michigan State. They were down 20 most of the game. Techmeyer drives, kicks it out for a three-pointer. Huff, that's a little off the iron. Ball slapped out of bounds, belongs to Donovan Trumbull. Again, the Cardinals 6-1. The boys will have another tough one hosting Grand Island Central Catholic on Saturday. They host Centura Tuesday. Then next weekend, back-to-back games at Gibbon and Adams Central. And Donovan Trumbull turns it over against the Ravenna press. Underneath, reverse layup. Huff, no good. Rebound brought down by Grady Cook, his fifth. He looks for somebody to get the ball to, and he'll hand it to Wiltfong. Into the front court, dumps it into the corner to Williams. Between the circles to Slough. Trying to see what the Jays are doing defensively. Burr pops out top, swings it over to Slough on the left wing. Shots are seem to be coming a little bit tougher as they get it down to Burr. Turn around, good, foul to go with it. They were able to just get that bounce pass into Burr, and he's got a chance at a three-point play. The foul will be called on Dylan Huff, his first and the third team foul here. He'll check out. Standage will check in. And a chance for a three-point play here for the game's leading scorer, Creighton Burr. He's 3 of 6 at the line and has 11 points at the moment. Free throw on the way. It's good. And Donovan Trumbull equals their largest lead of the game at 2, 28-26. The Cardinal on top here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, Ravenna, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, glad to have you along with us tonight here on Classic Hits. Siskowski off the double team and a reach-in foul going to be called on Cook. There was a little miscommunication there between Wiltfong and Cook, and they bumped into each other. Cook tried to poke the ball away, and that'll be his second personal foul. First foul of the half on the Cardinal. So Techmeyer will inbound it here on the far wing. In front of the Ravenna crowd. Nothing underneath, so he'll get it to Kermosta, who goes right back to Jake. Techmeyer has hit 3 free throws and has 8 points. A deuce, a tray, and 3 free throws for the freshman who's guarded by Slough. Kind of an interesting matchup there. Slough, this is kind of what he looked like as a freshman as the ball's kicked. And Ravenna will have to throw it in again. So this game a lot lower scoring than, well, probably every single one of the games that these two teams have played this year. Now the Jays were in a low scoring game against Spalding Academy, which ended up 45-43. That's kind of the pace we're on right here. Kermosta with a basketball, dribbling around, trying to lose Lorenzo Williams, forces it into the corner to Techmeyer, who's got to get out of there, and does. 28-26, Donovan Trumbull. Ravenna with a three-pointer here, and for their only points until right there as they drive and dish it to Standage, and Brady will lay it in for his 6th point. 28-28, midway through the third. Williams on the left wing. I thought maybe Lorenzo, after hitting the first three of the game, would be a little more involved. He hasn't been as they lob it to Burr. No backside help, and the layup is there. Creighton Burr with a good catch and score. 5 and a quarter, 14 in the game. 30-28. Donovan Trumbull. Now Techmeyer tries to force it at the other end, and he hits a tough left-hander. He is left-handed, but he lowered, made some space, and then threw it up, and the floater's good. 30-30 with 3:24 to go here in the third quarter. Tight throughout. Ravenna's biggest lead was 6 at 18-12 the last time they led by that many. And then Donovan Trumbull scored 6 in a row, and we've been back and forth ever since. Williams dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out. Wiltfong, Bauer on him. Back up top, Cook, reverse it into the left-hand corner. Slough, they're looking for Burr. Throw over the top of the zone here to Wiltfong. Up top, Williams starts to drive and kicks it back out. Burr inside to Cook. Knocked out of his hands, and the steal is made by Jake Techmeyer. Turnover number 7 for Donovan Trumbull compared to 10 for Ravenna. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Kermosta behind the back, gets into the paint, can't get the shot to Standage at the left elbow. Brady does a little tap dance right there and gets rid of it. They both had a chance to throw one up, but they want to set this offense up. Kermosta comes down the right side. The layup, no good. Creighton Burr, Ravenna fans thought, may have slapped the board. I'm not sure. The rebound brought down by Grady Cook, his 6th, into the front court. They'll get the ball to Wiltfong. Wiltfong down low to Cook. Back out to Slough. 15-footer Jordan, no good. Ooh, there's some pushing down low. The rebound ends up to Blake Kermosta. Kermosta doesn't have numbers. He's still trying to take it to the rack. Hits the trailer Standage. He has a charging foul. Good call down low. Brady Standage lowered his shoulder. And even Paul Baronic talking to his young man, his junior, says, hey, it looked like a charge anyway. So don't get upset. Great defense there by Donovan Trumbull after losing it at the other end. Third foul on Standage. 4th foul and a half here on Ravenna. 30-32 minutes to go. Wiltfong comes down 1-on-4. Gets it to Williams. Kicks it into the corner. Back to Riley. Can't get a shot away. Ravenna's defense has been outstanding as well. Williams back out to Cook. Both teams have to work for looks here. And Siskowski slapped it away. Steal made by Tom. Up the floor. Pull-up jumper from 13. It's good by Blake Kermosta. His 7th point, and it all started on the nice quick hands on defense, and a timeout will be called by Donovan Trumbull. It is a full-length timeout. 1:36 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Ravenna 32, Donovan Trumbull 30. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rollers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Well, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals averaged 67 points a game in their first seven contests. They have been held to 30 with 1:36 to go in the third quarter, but Ravenna only has 32. So the timeout is in the books. Each team has used one. Donovan Trumbull, that was their second. So they've got three remaining. Ravenna has four. 32-30 Ravenna as the Cardinals work the perimeter here, trying to get something open inside. You got Burr and you got Cook. Checking in during the timeout, Noah Keller. Slough's out there with Wiltfong. Riley's calling for the ball. Into the corner they go to Keller. Looking inside, but Bauer is really bodying up on Cook, so they'll reverse it over to Slough. Burr, who has a game-high 14, can't touch the ball yet. And Ravenna has made Donovan Trumbull whittle 40 seconds off the clock here, and Keller starts to drive, walk to the basketball. So 40 seconds on the possession, and the Cardinals didn't get a shot. That is their fourth turnover of the quarter. They only had five total in the first half. Ravenna has given it up one time here in the second half of play. Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. Great service and people that care for their customers. 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search online at crossroads-ford.com. Ciskowski on the back cut. The pass is deflected. It goes out of bounds. The Cardinal crew thought that that should have been their ball. They're going to say it stays here for Ravenna. 47 seconds to go in the quarter, 32-30. Ravenna with the lead. It was 23-20 at the half. Inbounds pass lobbed to the deep left-hand corner to Cremosta. Out top to Shermer. Shermer's back in there with four fouls. Over to Ciskowski. Back up Cremosta, skip past Shermer. He's hit a couple of threes, the only two that he's taken. Kobe a couple of dribbles, and it looks like the Jays might end up now working for the last shot. But there's the back cut to Techmeyer. He's double-teamed, tries to get it to Standage. The ball's kicked away. Burr almost stole it, can't get it. Now open underneath for the layup is going to be Shermer on the assist from Standage. The ball got loose, and the defense got lost, and it's 34-30. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. One more chance here for Donovan Trumbull. Slough with 8 seconds. They don't have a lot of time to run a play here. Cook back to Slough, over to Williams. Into the corner, Wiltfong. Wiltfong to Williams from 25 feet. It's good. And the three-pointer will count. Lorenzo Williams has hit the only two three-pointers of the game, and it pulls Donovan Trumbull within one. After three, it's Ravenna 34, Donovan Trumbull 33. You're listening to Top 10 Basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Donovan.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flashback to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
And Donovan Trumbull will get the ball to start the fourth quarter after ending the third quarter on a three-point bucket from about 25 feet out for Lorenzo Williams. And off the dribble, will be slid on the high post to Cook, to Williams. One dribble back to Wiltfong. Dumps it into Burr. Burr creates some space off the glass and in. Creighton Burr with a game-high 16. And Donovan Trumbull regains the lead, 35-34 on the opening possession of the fourth quarter. Techmeyer brings the ball up on Slough, gives it to Siskowski, to Shermer. Ravenna had just one turnover last quarter compared to Donovan Trumbull with four, so it's 10-9 now. Ravenna with one more in this game. Slough and Techmeyer really bumping off each other. Keep an eye on that as this fourth quarter unfolds here. Techmeyer off the screen, pulls up at the free throw line. His jumper hits the front of the iron, no good. Grady Cook will pull down his game-high seventh rebound. And here come the Cardinal. A rare time they've got the lead and the ball. Wiltfong in the left-hand corner. Back out top, Burr. Right side, Slough. Ball knocked out of bounds. Again, a sagging man-to-man. More of a matchup zone to help for Ravenna. They are led by Kobe Shermer and Jake Techmeyer. Excuse me, Techmeyer with 10 points apiece. Shermer probably the only time this year he's been in double figures. 7 for Cremosta, 6 for Standage. Nobody off the bench has scored. Creighton Burr, as we told you, now has 16 to lead the way for Donovan Trumbull. Nobody else in double figures. 6 for Williams on 2 threes, 6 for Grady Cook. Williams starts to drive, then finds Burr, and before the shot, the official is going to call a charge on Lorenzo Williams, drawn by Michael Bauer. Williams went floating into the lane, didn't shoot. He kicked it off with a layup. But that's wiped off by the charge on Lorenzo Williams. It'll be his first. It's the second foul of the half on Donovan Trumbull. 4 have been called on Ravenna. And they're double-checking to make sure that was the right call, and that's why we had the stoppage in play. That is the case, and Standage will throw it in here, and Techmeyer will bring it up. Donovan Trumbull mans up, but they wait till they get into the front court to get after him. Techmeyer picks his dribble up, fires it over to Cremosta. Cremosta inside to Shermer. He's guarded by the 6'5 Burr, so kicks it out. 35-34, Donovan Trumbull. They've scored the last 5 points. Ravenna trying to get it into Standage, working on Cook in the paint. Nothing there, so he steps out, and Siskowski will hold the ball over to Techmeyer. They spread it out for Jake. Back over to Standage, steps back. Ravenna is 4 of 10, by the way, from three-point land. 2 of 11 for Donovan Trumbull. With it is Shermer. Shermer's hit 2 of those 4 threes for the Jays. Standage outside the arc gives it back to Shermer. Very deliberate again here. Now Cremosta had a little room but didn't take the shot. Back out weak side, Techmeyer. Slough with a hand on him, so Techmeyer drives, and then the ball slapped out of his hands. A foul will be called, and 2 free throws coming up for Jake Techmeyer, who is 3 out of 6, missed his first 3, then hit the next 3 when he was fouled on a 3 at the second quarter buzzer. The foul on Jordan Slough will be his 2nd. And Jake Techmeyer will go to the line to shoot 2, and the first of the 2 on the way, and it is short. Bauer in, Shermer with the 4 fouls out. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll talk with the coaches, give you the final stats. Keep it right here. Nebraska men, they have reached halftime in Lincoln. It's Michigan 33 and Nebraska 30 at the half. Second free throw now for Jake Techmeyer on the way, and that one was just a little short, and the rebound brought down by Cook, his 8th of the game. Up the floor, Slough. He is all triple teamed. The ball stolen away. Ravenna trying to run. Ran out of people, so they go to Bauer. He pulls up on a baseline from 9, no good. Siskowski battling with Cook for the rebound, and Cook will win that battle. Now outlet to Wiltfong. They've got a 3-on-2. Riley takes it at Cremosta and then kicks it back out to Williams. Back over to Wiltfong in the corner. Cremosta on him, Burr top of the circle. To Slough, and they'll be patient and set it up. Wiltfong looking inside. Burr's doubled. Reverse it over to Slough into the corner to Williams. Back to Slough. To Wiltfong. He's open, so he'll take the 3, but it will not go. High in the air to grab the rebound is Brady Standage, just his 3rd board of the game. 35-34, and we've played 3 minutes already in this quarter, and there's only been 2 points scored, and that by Donovan Trumbull on a Creighton Burr pickup and layup. Here's a 3 for Techmeyer. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Creighton Burr, his 1st of the half, 6th of the game. And as they try to take it away from him, Ravenna will be called for the foul. Siskowski and Bauer tried to trap Burr, but he's just taller than both of them, put the ball up high, and the foul called by Siskowski. And we've got another timeout called by Donovan Trumbull. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 4:39 to go in our basketball game. Donovan Trumbull, 35, Ravenna, 34.
Find a truckload of savings on the tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 is a real performer that reduces fuel costs and downtime. The 480 ADR46 is on sale now for $1,500 installed. Call for current prices on tractor tires in the size you need, because if we don't have it and we can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Some other girls' scores from earlier tonight. Here it was Ravenna 54-44 over Donovan Trumbull. Fillmore Central beat Central City 49-43. Hampton over High Plains 45-36. Kearney Catholic down Wood River 58-32. Osceola edged Nebraska Lutheran 41-38. And Sandhill Stedford beat South Loop 63-29 from the area. Right now, it's Donovan Trumbull basketball with 4:39 to go in the game. They lead Ravenna 35-34. Pressure being applied to the backcourt. Creighton Burr will find Wilt Fong. Long pass into the front court. Back to Slough. Burr over to Williams on the left side. Skips it over to Wilt Fong. Again, very deliberate offensive sets here. Not the tempo that these teams are used to playing. We've seen great defense. No doubt about that. But it doesn't seem like there's as many guys willing to shoot the ball today. Wilt Fong with it, and Riley has been cold tonight, uncharacteristic for him. Burr inside, draws the double team, throws over the top to Cook, a little off balance, has a shot blocked from behind by Standage. Ball is loose, picked up underneath by Wilt Fong, and he'll be fouled. He had four J's hanging on him. I don't even know how he got the ball. And two free throws coming up for Riley Wilt Fong. The foul will be on Michael Bauer, his second. And the sixth foul of the half on the Jays. Wilt Fong is 3 of 5 and has 5 points. He'll get two, the first one good. 36-34, Donovan Trumbull. Here comes Shermer back in, Bauer out again. Ravenna has yet to score here in the fourth quarter. And that's only the third point for Donovan Trumbull. They could take their biggest lead of the game if this goes in. Second free throw, no good. And Standage grabs it. 36-34. Donovan Trumbull by two. 7-1 Ravenna. 6-1 Donovan Trumbull. Back cuts Siskowski. Flies down the lane. Waits for Burr to go flying by. Shot no good. Burr did just enough to alter the shot. The rebound. Grady Cook, who's been all over the boards, with 7 here in the second half. Now Wilt Fong into the front court. His pass tipped away. People on the floor. Donovan wants a timeout. They'll get it. But now they only have one remaining. 3:32 to go in the basketball game. The timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Donovan Trumbull has the ball and a 36-34 lead here at Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you this exciting high school basketball action tonight, and to Ravenna Athletic Director Paul Anderson. 36-34, Donovan Trumbull in a fourth quarter that's seen a total of 3 points scored, all by the Cardinals. And they try to force it into Creighton Burn. It's tipped away. Steal is made. Kremosta, 3-on-3, goes right side. Siskowski couldn't get the three away, so he drives. Kicks it out to Techmeyer. At the free throw line, he's cut off by Slough. One more time, they drive and kick it out. And great job by Donovan Trumbull. The Jays tried numerous times to get it inside. They do to Standage. They double on him. He leans, makes some room. Cook holds his ground and takes it away with a block shot. Grady Cook with his third block up to Williams. Williams, jump pass, Burr, the trailer. He's open, he drives, he scores, but a charge will be called. Oh, they're going to call the charge. That was one of those where the ball was out of Burr's hand, and now they're saying we should count the basket. Let's find out. Donovan Trumbull wants the basket to count, but in high school ball, it's not the pros. The ball was clearly out of his hand, but I don't think in high school it matters. Creighton Burr with his second personal foul, fourth team foul. In the NBA, they would have counted the bucket, but we're here in Ravenna, where sometimes they play NBA ball. And now, as Ravenna tries to get the ball in, we got a little tight defense here, and so our official has to come in and talk to the player, say, hey, let's not get chippy. This has been too good of a game. 36-34, 2:55 to go in the game, and Ravenna has yet to score in the fourth. As Cremosta brings it up on Williams, you've got a ton of great athletes out there. Cremosta stops at the high post, needs some help, looks for the back cut, miscommunication with him and Siskowski, and out of bounds it goes. Just the second turnover of the half for the Jays. 2:43 remains in the game. Remember, Ravenna's got four timeouts, so they can do a lot of strategy down the stretch. Donovan Trumbull needs to find a way to get another bucket. They've never led by more than two, and they've been leading here by two for about 2 minutes. Here comes Wiltfong to the baseline, runs into Standage, has to just throw it up for grabs. The ball's knocked away all the way into the front court, and a foul called on Jordan Slough. Everybody hustling for the basketball. Blake Cremosta won the race, and Slough couldn't get out of his way. And that'll be the third on Jordan. It's just the fifth team foul. That might actually end up being a good thing for Donovan Trumbull because they didn't have numbers back there. It would have been a two-on-one. 2:22 to go. Still 36-34, Donovan Trumbull. We'll see if we can get you an update on the Kearney Catholic Wood River game here in just a second. That is airing on ESPN 1460. And now Ravenna will inbound the ball underneath their own hoop. And to throw it in will be Jake Techmeyer. He'll quickly get it into Cremosta, starts to drive out, now comes to the baseline. He short-armed it, it hit the rim, no good. Lorenzo Williams will grab the rebound. 2:10 to go, Ravenna still hasn't scored in the fourth quarter. But Donovan Trumbull only has 3 points. Slough, they're trying to double him across the timeline to Wiltfong, dumps it into Burr against the double team, throws it to Cook, but it's over his head to Williams. He drives, Wiltfong attacks the hoop, and he'll be fouled. Two free throws for Riley Wiltfong. They set up a good play there once they doubled Burr. He just threw it to his backside post and Cook. It was a little over his head, so they had to run it down, and then that opened things up in the lane for Wiltfong to drive. Second foul on Blake Cremosta, and the free throw is no good for Riley Wiltfong. He is 3 of 8 now in the game, and Ravenna has decided to use a timeout. 1:56 remains in this basketball game. It's still up for grabs. Donovan Trumbull, 36. Ravenna, 34. We'll be right back.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
On ESPN 1460, at the end of three quarters, the Kearney Catholic boys lead Wood River by a score of 47-36. We're back here at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with 1:56 to go in the game. It's Donovan Trumbull, 36, and Ravenna, 34. They're going to end up scoring fewer points in this basketball game than they did in most of their football games this year. In Lincoln, they are just about ready to start the second half. Michigan leads Nebraska 33-30. That's on the breeze, 94.5. The Michigan State women beat Nebraska tonight, 70-57. Our girls game, Ravenna beat Donovan Trumbull, 54-44, behind Sydney Kuchera's 21 points. The Kearney Catholic girls beat Wood River, 58-32. out of the break. We've got one more free throw here for Riley Wiltfong. It's on the way. It's good. And that will give Donovan Trumbull their biggest lead of the game. 37-34. With a minute 50 to go, Cremosta stops on the right side of the key, up top, standage right back to Blake. Running a lot of screens right now, trying to pop somebody open on that backside. Siskowski to Standage. They're getting Standage out of there so that they can get the guards cutting through to Cremosta on the post. Back out to Standage. A minute 30 to go. Ravenna needs their first points of the fourth quarter. 90 seconds left. Here's Cremosta working on Wiltfong. Didn't take it out to Siskowski for three, but it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Noah Keller. Him and Grady Cook were both in there. And Keller, who has seen spotty time tonight, grabs the rebound. And the foul will send him to the line for a 1-1. I don't think Noah's even attempted a shot so far in this game. And the foul is on Kobe Schirmer. And that is his fifth. Schirmer playing outstanding tonight. Undersized. Still got 10 points, 3 rebounds. And was working on the big guys most of the night for the Cardinals. He'll foul out with 1:18 to go in the game. Now it's up to Noah Keller, the 6-foot junior, to try and make it a two-possession game. The front end of the 1-1 for number 2 is up, and it is good. 38-34, Donovan Trumbull. They've scored the only 5 points of the fourth quarter. Second free throw now for Keller, and if he makes it, he'll check out. Williams waiting to check in. That'll allow him to put some pressure on, and the free throw is good. So Keller hits them both. 39-34, Donovan Trumbull. Big game for them against Grand Island Central Catholic at home on Saturday. And also Ravenna, they've got to play Wood River at home tomorrow and then go to Ansley Litchfield. Minute 15 to go. Blake Cremosta on the inbounds, working on Williams. Donovan Trumbull still has a foul to give. Cremosta, they clear it. He takes it all the way in. Double team, needs some help. How about a timeout? No, he just throws it up. Ravenna should have called timeout. And the rebound brought down by Grady Cook. And here comes Wiltfong one-on-one. He attacks and scores. Riley Wiltfong finishes it off. 41-34, 55 seconds to go. Techmeyer into the front court. Spins into the paint, forces the jumper, draws the foul, and the shot bounces in after 3 ricochets off the rim. The first points of the fourth quarter for Ravenna come at the 48-second mark, but it keeps them in it. And Jake Techmeyer now with a dozen points. He struggled a little bit at the line tonight, but a chance to cut the lead to 4 if he can connect. Still 48 seconds to go. And Techmeyer, the freshman, buries it. 3-point play, 41-37. Full court pressure is on. Wiltfong in the backcourt trying to clear some space. The ball tipped in, almost stolen away. Slough grabbed it, and they get it into the front court with a second to spare. Wiltfong drives, missed the layup. Standage got the rebound. He'll outlet it to Techmeyer. 41-37, 30 seconds to go. Cremosta, long three, got it! Timeout, Ravenna! And that's the way they do it in J-Land. Blake Cremosta with his second three, and it ain't over yet. 26 seconds remaining in the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull, 41, Ravenna, 40. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Well, Ravenna can't score in the first 7 minutes and 10 seconds of the fourth quarter. Then they get 6 points in 22 seconds. An old-fashioned three and the new three. The behind-the-arc three, 41-40, Donovan Trumbull, here we go. Cardinal ball against full court pressure. Creighton Burr to throw it in. They get it to Wiltfong. They double-team him. Riley to Slough. Slough looks backwards to Wiltfong. Outlet pass stolen away. Cremosta with the steal. Pulls up at the free throw line. The shot is no good. Creighton Burr gets the rebound. Burr, outlet pass, up ahead Williams, taking it in for the layup, and he missed it. The ball goes out of bounds off Standage with 9 seconds to go. Time out on the floor. Donovan Trumbull will use their final timeout here, which means they've got to get it in. That five-second count now becomes a big factor in this basketball game because they cannot use another timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. This game has had a little bit of everything that you would want and a chance now to see it end at the buzzer. What you've got set up right now is that if Donovan Trumbull can get the ball in underneath their own hoop, you get the immediate foul by Ravenna. And really, no matter what Donovan does at the free throw line, whether they make one or two, Ravenna would have an opportunity to at least tie the basketball game. 41-40, just as soon as Donovan got up by seven, they hadn't been up by more than two until about the 1:30 mark. They got a couple of free throws and a bucket there from Wilt Fong. And then six straight points from Ravenna, cut it to one. Then they stole the ball again, but missed the 15-footer. Cremosa hit the three, stole the ball, couldn't hit the second one. 9 seconds to go. 41-40, Donovan Trumbull. It's their ball underneath their own hoop, and Slough to throw it in. Looking, lobs it all the way into the back court. Close to it, over and back, and they foul Williams. Donovan Trumbull wants an intentional foul. That's not even close. So Williams will go to the line. That's the ninth team foul. A 1-1 for Lorenzo Williams. He has not been to the line. They were very close to an over and back. Ravenna wants to sub in with Dylan Huff. And Bauer will come out just in case they need a three, but 2.5 seconds ran off the clock. 6.6 to go in the game. A 1-1 for Williams. And Ravenna switches on the rebounding lane. Now we're ready to go. Williams, the senior, tries to extend the one-point lead. First free throw is up and good. Williams with 7 points, 42-40. Second free throw coming up. 6.6 to go. And Williams will put it up and good. And Ravenna is not going to take timeout. They get it in. Cremosa up the floor. They need a three. He passes it off. 2 seconds, 1 second. They get it off. And it's no good. Off the front of the rim by Blake Cremosa. And Donovan Trumbull hangs on for the 43-40 win over Ravenna in tonight's LUPLAT Conference Top 10 matchup. Ravenna led most of the way, but Donovan Trumbull led at the final buzzer. And now, 7-1 for the Cardinals, 7-2 for the Blue Jays. A whale of a game tonight here in Ravenna. We'll take a timeout and come back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Ravenna High School, where we had a, as expected, exciting basketball game here tonight. 43-40, Donovan Trumbull able to get the win as they outscore Ravenna 10-6 in the fourth quarter. It's a season-low point total for both ball clubs. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, see them before the games begin, and you'll get your game on at Misco's from their storefront location in Ord. They travel the state to make sure the schools and athletes have the very best that they need to be good on the court, the field, the mats. It doesn't matter. They take care of our area schools, coaches, and athletes at Misco's Sports. We will talk with the coaches and run down the final stats for you here momentarily. Remind you that tomorrow night here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic is at Grand Island Central Catholic. And on ESPN 1460, Kearney High will host North Platte. Then Saturday, it's the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational starting around 4 here on Classic Hits. As we await the coaches to make their way this way, we can tell you that Michigan leads Nebraska 42-38 early in the second half. That's on the breeze, 94.5. For Ravenna, they had 5 players score, no points off the bench tonight. Blake Cremosta, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Tom Siskowski, 1.1 rebound. Kobe Shermer, 10 points, 3 rebounds. 1 rebound from Michael Bauer. Jake Techmeyer led the way with 13 points, 2 rebounds, and Brady Standage, 6 points and 5 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, and I must have miscalculated here a little bit, but only 4 rebounds in the second half for Ravenna. So few missed shots out there that Ravenna only picked up those 4 rebounds in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Jays, 3 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, or 9 in the first half. I only had Ravenna for 2 turnovers in the second half. They just couldn't make shots. 23 points in the first half, 17 in the second, 40 points, 16 rebounds. 5 of 11 at the free throw line, which was far below Ravenna's average. 5 of 14 from three-point land, 1 block, 11 turnovers. Ravenna falls to 7-2. They will be at home tomorrow against Wood River, then travel to Ansley-Litchfield on Saturday, back home against Minden on Tuesday, and then 5 straight games on the road. We'll be back with Donovan Trumbull's numbers and the coaches after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
And the coaches making their way this way. We'll take a look at the final stats here for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. 6 players scored in the basketball game. Noah Keller, 2 points, 1 rebound. Jordan Slough, 2 points. Creighton Burr led the way with 16 points and 7 rebounds. Lorenzo Williams, 8 points, 2 rebounds. Grady Cook, big game, 6 points, but 11 rebounds, 3 blocks. Riley Wiltfong, 9 points, and Eric Tobin had 4 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 8 in the first half. And in the second half, 7 of 12. 3-point shooting, 1 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Donovan Trumbull, 5 in the first half, 8 in the second half. 20 points at halftime, and then you add up another 23 in the second half. 43 points, 25 rebounds, 12 out of 20 at the free throw line, 2 of 12 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, 13 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull improves to 7-1 with a 43-40 victory. They'll host Grand Island Central Catholic Saturday, host Centura on Tuesday, and then next Friday and Saturday at Gibbon and at Adams Central. Joined now by the head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, Paul Baronic, in a close foot or basketball game here tonight that just saw a ton of athleticism, but Paul, ball just wouldn't go in the hole in the fourth quarter for you guys. You weren't turning it over, nope. But the shots weren't going.
Well, you know, I think the biggest turning point in the whole thing was, you know, we're up 34-30, and we just score down here. They come down here, and then Williams hits a big three. So you got to credit him a little bit, and that's a big charge for them. And you know, it almost kind of took the sails out of us because it took us a long time to score after that, about 6 minutes, I think.
Well, you scored with 48 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, but then, as we've seen so many times in this gym, you're down seven, all of a sudden you're down one, and you make the steal.
Yeah, and you know, and that's a disappointing opportunity there where we could, you know, maybe go in a little stronger, but the kid made the steal, and we had an opportunity, and, you know, bless his heart for doing it. So, you know, we try to move on to the next play, and that's kind of been our theme, and you know, if we screw up one way, we'll try to make it up another way.
What was different in this ball game tonight? Because it seemed like the kids were working so hard on both teams defensively. We talk about missed shots, but there were not a lot of shots in this game overall, which then show up on the rebounds tonight where there weren't very many rebounds.
No, you know, and both teams just defended like crazy, you know, and you had to earn everything. Even, you know, Creighton Burr is an amazing player inside, and we're, you know, exhausting a lot of energy on him, and he still kicks our butt a little bit, you know, and not a little bit, a lot of bit, you know, and then the other big fella too, coming there and just with 11 rebounds, you said, holy cow, you know, it's those guys are tough, you know, and if you take away their offensive rebounds, I imagine, you know, we probably, you know, even out the score a little bit or maybe even get ahead. So.
But still, how did you manage to slow down their big guys tonight? I mean, Brady's big, but you really don't have it. Kobe fouls out. He does what he can. He had a great game tonight, hits a couple of threes for you, but I mean, they had you outmatched inside.
Oh, we're dead in the water, you know. You know, we knew it's just pounding inside and let's beat us inside, and that was their game plan. And so what we just tried to do was double a lot of things and then make it tough for him to catch it. And it's still hard because then when he shot it, the other guy was in position to get an offensive rebound, and we just seemed like we were digging ourselves in a hole that way a little bit. But, you know, everybody had to rebound, and our guys tried to go in there and match up with some of those athletic, strong kids, and they you know, knocked it around pretty good, I thought.
And now you got to go back-to-back here. Wood River, maybe the most improved team in the conference tomorrow, then you go to Ansley-Litchfield.
Yep, and, you know, Wood River tomorrow, and they're playing really good basketball. They beat an undefeated Milford team. You know, they're just playing really, really strong basketball after their first loss to Centura. You know, and that's this game. It's just a funny game. And a lot of it with Centura has to do with whether if Holcomb's around, you know. Yeah. So, Wood River's going to come in and going to want to do the same thing tomorrow to us. You know, there's a lot of vented up or built up frustration because, you know, you see the kind of guys that we win with. And I understand what other teams are thinking, you know, like, you know, how can these guys win? And I even ask myself the same question sometimes. But our guys have a lot of heart. And we got a little chink in our armor tonight, but we're going to go and be ready to go tomorrow and play and see if we can get, you know, Wood River, who's going to give us our best shot too, because that's what Ravenna basketball gets. It gets everybody's best shot. And we've earned that.
That Ravenna Blue Jay team coached pretty good too, Paul. So
we got some good assistants.
Always great talking to
you. Thank you, sir.
Great game to watch tonight, and best of luck the next couple nights. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for the coverage, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
Right.
Paul Baronic, head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, come up on the short end tonight by a score of 43-40. We will talk with Donovan Trumbull coach Steve Hartman right after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to Ravenna. We'll get a chance now to catch up with the head basketball coach of Donovan Trumbull, Steve Hartman. It was an emotionally charged game tonight. Your kids, we talked about earlier, they've won the football championship, and they wanted to show that they could play basketball tonight here. And, boy, they did it, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Well, we got out of here. I told our kids at halftime, I think they were making a real emphasis of trying to be really physical with our kids. And we didn't have to try. I mean, we got a physical, athletic bunch, and we just had to calm down and just try and play the game and slow down. We were just what I was afraid of. We shot a lot of quick shots in the first half, and we didn't get Cray the ball down around the rim hardly at all in the first half. I haven't seen the shot chart, but I know in the first half we didn't get him the basketball where he can do some damage. And he and Grady was great on the defensive boards late in the game. I mean, we forced some tough shots, but we only gave them one. We didn't give any offensive rebounds. We got a little wild on the offensive end and attacked the rim. It was a couple athletes thinking they could make a play, and they were not going to be denied. I just told them they need to make the layup if they're going to take it to the rim. So we'll learn from this one. We'll learn a bunch, and we got out of here. I knew it was going to be a tough battle.
Well, couldn't hit the shots outside early, which then – allows Ravenna to even pack it in, maybe just a touch more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a war in the lane. It was a war in the lane. And both teams, I mean, they did it with their dribble penetration, and we were taking it into with our post play. And we just made enough plays down the stretch. Lorenzo hit the big three, and that's not an accident. That he shoots it better from that distance than he does from 10 feet. So he called for the ball and wanted it back. I mean, we didn't run the play for him, obviously, but for him to hit that, and that was a big play. And then we got a little distance. We just had some good possessions, got the ball down to Creighton, and I thought we were in good shape, and we got the charge call late where it would have stretched it to eight, and they came down and got a big play, a three-point play. And
yeah, just when you get the,
it was down to battle.
The first comfortable lead, it didn't last long.
No, it really didn't, and I would have hoped that it would, but I was pretty sure it wasn't going to.
You could tell that this win meant something for your kids. How big a win is this?
Well, obviously, I mean, right now they're sitting up top of the wild card standings, and they've beaten us the last four times we've played, and these kids, these seniors, beat them when they were freshmen, but they hadn't beat them, you know, until that time, and this is a bunch of kids that aren't going to be denied, and they're going to keep trying to set some landmarks for us, and you know, they've come to practice. We were a little rusty, and I think 2 weeks off hurt us a little bit tonight, you know, just the game speed early in the game. But as we settled down and we executed much better, and we played hard defense the whole game. I was really happy with our defense.
Well, you're going to get a night off. Grand Island Central Catholic will play Kearney Catholic tomorrow. They've already played. That was a war. I'm expecting kind of maybe the same type of game on Saturday when you have Grand Island come into your gym.
Oh, absolutely. They might be Ravenna Magnum. I mean, they've got three-point shooters. They've got the big post player in Yo that just draws so much attention, and we're going to have to be sound in our defensive fundamentals. And then, on offense, we've got to match them. I mean, they're going to score. It's going to be hard. The way they're shooting it right now, it's going to be tough to hold them down. We'll try to get contested threes out of them instead of letting Yo get off, because once he goes, it's pretty hard, to control the game.
Coach Steve Hartman, Donovan Trumbull, it took you a while to get that lead, but once you did, you didn't give her back.
Well, we did our darndest to maybe give it a chance, but we'll get out of here, and we're happy to leave with one.
Coach, we'll see you soon. Best
Thank
of luck
you,
this
Doug.
Week. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
Steve Hartman, head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. They win it tonight by a score of 43-40 over Ravenna. 16 points, 7 rebounds for Creighton Burr, 9 points for Riley Wiltfong, 8 for Lorenzo Williams, 6 points, 11 rebounds for Grady Cook. For Ravenna, it's 13 from Jake Techmeyer, 10 each from Kobe Schirmer and Blake Cremosta in the girls' game tonight. 54-44, Ravenna wins it. 21 points in the contest for Sidney Cuchera, led the way for Ravenna. The big three did it again tonight for Donovan Trumbull. They just scored all but three of their points, unfortunately. I couldn't find any more there for the Donovan Trumbull girls. 16 points for Jordan Brumman, 13 points, 13 rebounds for Kaylee Glover, 12 for Emma Grosshans. Kearney Catholic sweeps Wood River tonight, winning the girls' game 58-32. And in the boys' game, 61-50 is the final score in that ball game tonight. So there you go.